Hello and welcome to episode 8 of Infield Chatter. Devin's back this week, so we've got a full deck of sorts.
I wouldn't go that far.
We've got one more person than was here last week. Fair.
That's better.
Tim Soko is also here.
If there's long silences, it's because I'm arguing on the internet.
And that is what we are here to do, folks. Argue on the internet. So, since we joined you last, the Diamondbacks have played games. 6 of them. They've won 3, and they've lost 3. So just go into it. What were your general impressions of the team as a whole this past week?
Not bad. It's kind of that whole terribly low expectations for them in general. But hey, we took a series from the Dodgers. We got a really nice start from Archie Bradley last night. It's not all terrible.
Yeah, things are looking up. I would imagine most people would have thought we would have lost full series, or maybe even managed to have been swept in one of them. So, finishing our first two series with a 500 record is pretty good. It kind of plays into the scenario people probably thought was going to happen, you know, where our starting pitching is kind of suspect, and they can't go deep into games. But the bullpen hasn't been a tire fire, and the hitting's been pretty decent overall. You know, you've got young guys contributing and surprising things like Trumbo triples. So I guess that's kind of where people thought it would be.
I think there's surprising, and then there's, like, mystifying of Lovecraftian proportions.
So, yeah, here's the thing about Trumbo. He's hit 2 triples and gotten hits off of Clayton Kershaw. Other than that, he has just been kind of not great. So, it's...
That is kind of his MO. Maybe not those exact specifics, but he is very feast or famine, where it's like, he'll do inexplicable things, but then the rest of it is just all awful.
He's basically like the... Fox Network of baseball players.
I don't watch enough TV or Fox to completely grasp that. I know they like to cancel popular shows, but they can't really be that popular, otherwise they wouldn't get canceled.
And technically, they cancel good shows, not popular.
Whatever.
And then they give us, like, what was it, like 24 seasons of Glee?
That seems like a sufficient amount of Glee.
I'm going to say, if any people who I worked with or work with hear that, they're going to come for you, Devin. Well, actually, no, they won't.
What? Oh, no. What are they going to do? Sing covers of popular songs about their anger at me?
What, you wouldn't? Anyway, I was going to say, Mark Trumbo usually plays the current seasons of The Simpsons, but occasionally this week he was, like, seasons 3 through 9 of The Simpsons, so.
So, pretty decent, but also sometimes people look back and see it as, like, the greatest thing in Western civilization and kind of over-glorify it.
We're going to fight now.
Sorry, I like The Simpsons, but you know what? It's no Futurama.
I don't know about that.
We the train has derailed. It's on fire now. Sir Topham Hatt is reading an obituary, et cetera, et cetera. So let's get a little bit back on track.
Something? I don't know. I think we could talk about. I think we could hash this out.
I don't like concepts, so.
Charlie's the one who will have to listen to it again as he edits, so.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, so step off, yo.
Well, then you suggest a topic that doesn't involve us arguing about The Simpsons versus Futurama.
At least we can all agree it's better than Family Guy. Am I right?
Oh, yes. Yeah. That okay. doesn't even have a contest.
Chris Owings' yeah. batting average is better than Family Guy.
Oh.
Yeah, what's the deal with that guy? And airline food.
Yeah, Chris Owings has been kind of disappointing at the plate. What is he batting now? Like,
he got his first hit earlier today,
uh-huh.
which was a double in that.
Charlie, I have to say, be glad that you got your StratMac card based off of last year numbers instead of this year so far.
Yeah, that would be very bad. Anyway, but he's kind of been disappointing this year, but you know, he got a hit today, so maybe he'll get back into it. Maybe he's still recovering a little from that shoulder injury because he had surgery in the off season. But yeah, he just hasn't it's not even he's been unlucky, he just hasn't looked good. I mean, mm-hmm. you kind of see there's a difference there if you're smart enough, which you might not be, which is okay. Family Guy needs viewers. Bird. Another kind of disappointing thing has been Josh Colemeter so far, I think. He's had two starts that haven't been pretty good, and if you watch it, people are sort of teeing up on him. People are hitting the ball hard, and it's kind of... Josh Colemeter has this weird odd-even year kind of thing, like Star Trek movies, where like one year he's good, and then the next year he has to go back to the bullpen, then it's back to blah, 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 and then your dad starts drinking, but that's not important.
He's only good on years when the Giants win the World Series.
Yes.
He was better when, James Doohan was still alive.
Sure, yeah.
He was yeah. better when it involved lightsabers and cool space battles and the Force.
Well, I do have a picture of him in a Jedi robe, so...
Yeah, wasn't there a... Or is that this year? Was it last year?
No. Last year they had Star Wars Weekend, and he actually dressed up in the Jedi robe to go to Phoenix Comic Con.
Yeah, but I feel like there was a giveaway.
Yeah, no, yeah, they had a Star Wars Day giveaway, and he was the bobblehead, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's about right.
Which, sadly, I was not able to get one of those. So if anyone listening has one spare that they'd like to send over...
Don't send it to Tim. He'll paint it silver and make it a creepy trophy.
I've been known to do that.
So, yeah, that's a little disappointing. Now, the pitching staff in general, save for Archie Bradley, which we'll go into more detail later, has been kind of because other than Archie Bradley, only Ruby De La Rosa actually got into the sixth inning, and even then he couldn't finish it out. And so you wonder at the beginning of the season, oh, why do you have three long men in the bullpen? Oh, yeah, that's why.
And I mean, and I feel like that's kind of what is about what we expected from our starting pitching rotation. I mean, especially... we're not starting off against easy teams. I mean, you know, the Giants aren't. I mean, it's not like we're starting against the, 1934 Yankees or whatever. But I hope the 1934 Yankees were good. I just kind of grabbed that number out of my head.
I'm going to look that up right now.
I'm going to look that up, too. It seems...
You do that. It seemed plausible until I questioned myself, but I do that a lot.
94 and 60.
Okay, good. Yeah, so it's not like they're going against the 1934 Yankees, but I mean,
problem
the
with
Dodgers
that,
have a lot of money.
Problem with that though, they finished seven games behind the Tigers.
Was it because of their pitching or their hitting?
It was the last season for Babe Ruth in a Yankee uniform, so it was probably just a general decline of the offense. I guess I don't know. I'm not going to look up the statistics.
Fine, the 1932 Yankees.
Well, I'm going to look
as Tim and Charlie rush to look that one up. Yeah, no, I mean the Dodgers.
You're good there. Sweep up the Yankees over the Cubs.
There you go. Oh yeah, that's the year of the supposed called shot in the World Series, Babe Ruth.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
And that's how Henry feels about that.
No, that's
glad nice. We've.
That's how someone
cleared up my
that.
Is that so, Grace?
Basically what I'm trying to say is that the Giants and the Dodgers can hit sometimes, so the bullpen, the starting rotation being a surprise to me.
That's right. And like I said, we knew that the rotation was going to be a weak point entering the season, so I guess it's, you know, I don't know what I expected, but you kind of expected, you know, guys to maybe, you know, get into the sixth, but apparently that's too much. Anyway,
well, this next week they face off against the Padres in San Diego, and then they also go to San Francisco, so they'll see Giants twice in 2 weeks.
Yeah, yeah. In San Diego.
Yeah, in San Diego. You can kind of feel like San Francisco trip is probably not going to be very fruitful just because we just lost a series to them and we'll be on the road. You never know, but that would be my general feeling. But maybe we can sneak some by the Padres?
Yeah, the Padres, I'm not too sure how to feel about them yet because they might be just like the Blue Jays a few years ago or that one Marlins team. They just might be like, the trigger-happy supposed improved team. Takes a year to, you know, figure this stuff out.
Yeah.
Plus, Clint Mother Bleepin' Barmis was their opening day shortstop.
Okay, but on the other hand, the Diamondbacks have, what is it, Sir Tuffy Gossowich Meowington III? I don't remember his full name. As our starting catcher. So, can we really throw stones?
But no one is expecting us to compete. So
that's true. San Diego did San Diego just took what 3 out of 4 from the Giants though?
Something like that, yeah. But I don't know. It's still early. It's way too early to, you know, make any projections off of a small sample size, especially since
you're talking about this is the internet.
Well, Tim outlawed it as a joke, and so we can't do it anymore.
What did I outlaw? Sorry, I'm trying to fight with my 3-year-old over the keyboard.
Using small sample size to extrapolate over a full season jokes.
Well,
Tim, I don't think I officially congratulated you on your promotion to sergeant in the No Fun Police.
No. It's just one of those, it's kind of amusing the first couple times, but then everybody feels like they need to do it for everything. Where it's like, yeah, that's how numbers work. Woohoo. But we all know that it's not going to continue, just like I shaved off my soul patch for the Don't Tell Your Papa video. Wiggity-whack quiet. I'm guessing you guys are not aficionados of Josie and the Pussycats.
I have not. No, I have not seen it.
Oh, man.
Wiggy-whack.
This podcast is over.
What's going on? I'm confused. But, yeah, the Padres. It'll be interesting to see how that goes, because I think boring things are interesting. A little more interesting, this is about a team in the NL West we're not playing next week, but in terms of extrapolating, the Rockies. What the hell? They are 4-2.
Yeah. But they've done this in recent years where they'll have a fairly hot start.
That's true, yeah.
And then they fall to earth, either because of injuries or they're just not really that good. It always happens, too. There's always a couple teams that are surprised and everyone's like, oh, do we really think the Braves and the Rockies are going to do... No, they're not going to do well. Because it's a 162-game season.
And Troy Tulowitzki is made of...
glass.
Yeah, glass and, like...
He's... glass and deer meat.
Yeah, glass, deer meat, and, like, broken auto parts, so...
Yeah.
I mean, also, the Rockies, I mean, yeah, they won their first four, but they did just... they lost the series to the Cubs. Which can't really be inspiring to anyone, I think.
They lost a series to a team without functioning bathrooms.
Yes. But they weren't playing the bathrooms.
Shitty? Sorry.
Oh, that was terrible, but awesome.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I mean, I think the Rockies may have started off hot with their bats, but the... I think... Unless they, like, I mean, it's easy to look at one series and be like, well, they played really well, but, or is it just that the Brewers are awful?
Could be column A, could be column B, but Brewers probably might be awful.
And the other thing that I keep seeing about the Rockies is people kind of like, oh, well, it's not, you know, they've had hot starts, but this time they're hitting well on the road, and that's never really been a huge issue either. No. Yeah, there's a big gap between their home and away splits for offense, but the real big thing is that they can't. Their pitching is terrible; has always been terrible.
And at some point, you have to stop blaming Coors Field for that because they don't have guys who would be good anywhere.
Yeah, it's not like their pitching is dominating on the road and struggling at home.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, that's. That's some fun Rocky slander for you. Well, then again, it's not slander if it's true, so... In your face!
Yeah.
Suck it!
So we'll awkwardly transition back to some Diamondbacks player-related things. Some players that, you know, we talked about first for some reason, players that weren't impressive. Some players that were impressive, Jake Lamb, even though for some reason they refused to hit him against any lefty, not just, like, the Kershaws of the world. Maybe that's a bug that'll get sorted out. But he plays a decent glove at third base, and he hits pretty well, and what's not to like?
Can I just interject for a second the fact that people are, like, live-tweeting Game of Thrones is really annoying?
You may.
Because sure. I might want to watch this, like, I don't know, later tonight, and don't really want to watch someone's inane observations of a show that everybody could be watching right now.
Yeah.
Which can kind of transition into general sort of sports. I feel like I'm increasingly turning into the old man yelling at clouds, but you see that a lot.
Simpsons reference.
Yeah. You see that a lot for, it's not a Futurama reference, okay?
Boom.
Devin.
Fine. I'll make my own references with blackjack and hookers.
You know what? Forget the blackjack and the hookers.
Well, anyway, sorry.
Anyways, it's most common with the sort of mass events, like the Super Bowl or the NCAA, you know, the tournament, and things that lots of people are going to be all watching at the same time, but it's like everybody has to comment on it. And people generally aren't quite as funny as they believe they are. Or they might be funny, but when you see the same joke over and over and over and over again, it ceases to be as amusing as it probably should have been. It just, I don't know, it's just one of those things that it increasingly annoys me, trying to watch anything that I know has mass participation, because I know that it's going to be super annoying being online at the same time.
I mean, I think I have 2 points that I'd like to make in response to that, which is, one, I am hilarious, and two, it's not my fault if other people steal my jokes.
Yes. That, both of those could be true, but...
Wait, are you disputing the validity of one or both of them?
I'm not disputing them. I am suggesting that it is outside of this court's jurisdiction. What I would say, though, is that because...
With this permission to treat the judge as hostile?
Granted.
Screw you. But because Twitter especially goes backwards, so you're seeing the most recent things and then moving backwards in time, even if you are the originator of an incredibly funny joke, and other people then are making the exact same joke, by the time you get back to the person who may have originally said it, you've seen it already multiple times.
Yeah. No, and I will admit there are – I actually agree with you on this with people – live tweeting things, especially living on the western side of the country, because there are days that I'm like, well, I have to get off Twitter entirely between now and between this time and this time, because there are people who are going to be live tweeting the show on the East Coast, and I don't get to watch it for another 3 hours.
Yeah. At least in this scenario, because I've read the books, it's not like I'm really worried about spoilers, especially in the beginning of the season. I know eventually they're going to change things, but there's probably, and even then, if I see a spoiler, I'm not going to freak out about it. I don't care about the spoilers aspect of it so much of I don't care about people's inane opinions. And that's where it comes down with sporting events, where if I'm watching the Super Bowl or I'm watching the World Series or some random baseball game, and then I'm seeing a stream of commentary from all quarters of people having their inane commentary, which I suppose is not really that different than the Game Day threads, and I generally enjoy those, but it just...
But you seek that out.
Yeah. I guess that's part of it, too, is that I don't want... Because I'm not only interested in sports, I don't want to only see funny sports stuff when I'm watching sports, because I'm already consuming it. So if it's 100% dominated by the same thing I am currently consuming, then it's like, that's too much.
So do you already have your eyes set on which office you want when you get full detective at the No Fun Police? Or?
I do. I had to think out.
Corner with the window. Nice.
Yeah. Unfortunately, to become the Force Commander, I have to grow a mustache, and Liz is adamant against me ever growing a mustache. So, due to political reasons, I will unlikely ever get to the top post.
You can't go with the mutton chops instead?
No, those she doesn't. Even those, she's those not
are,
a fan
those
of.
Are, those are fun. So.
Yeah, they are fun, yeah.
Yeah, that's the problem. They are fun. That's mustaches can be fun, too, depending on how you do them. So it'd have to be a very just, like, not even a 70s porn stash sort of mustache, but just a very...
Or as we can call it on this podcast, the Eric Burns.
Yeah, not even an Eric Burns, but just a very sort of... I'm trying to think of a good example of that.
I'm thinking of melodrama villain, but I don't know if that's what you're going
sure.
for.
Yeah, melodrama villain works. Something that's fairly generic. You know, there's no like little curled up loops, or it doesn't go into a Fu Manchu or nothing like that. It's just pretty... But it's also not comically short like a Hitler stash.
I think if you have to grow a Hitler stash for that position, you don't want it in general.
No, that's a different type of police.
How did we get here? I just dozed off for a second, and the car went down the freeway off an exit, and now there's some toothless person with a shotgun staring at me, and I am scared.
This is what happens when you leave me and Tim just to let the conversation go where it's going to go.
I'm surprised that podcast that we turned in a couple weeks ago wasn't 90 minutes of that.
I know. I think that was kind of an amazing task in and of itself.
Yeah. Well, you know, having a really good editor helps.
True, there was talk about Miguel Montero's magical powers.
So, baseball, that's a thing, right?
Yeah.
Baseball.
Baseball, the ball of the bases, yes.
Crack the crowd, the roar of the bat. What the
fuck? Put me in coach for me to play today. But no, the Diamondbacks, yeah, it's early, so it's hard, like I said before, it's hard to extrapolate anything. You can just say, wow, that was cool, or wow, that sucked. So, wow, that was cool. Archie Bradley, getting stuff done. And in the same game, Clayton Kershaw just take it out behind the barn and beat with a stick.
Yeah.
So we did that to him last year, if I recall. One of our first meetings, not the first one, obviously, but...
I think it was his last game in Chase last year.
Was it? Because I thought it was fairly early in the season.
It was like late April or May.
Right. It was somewhere fairly early in the season. We were terrible, but somehow we managed to clap him up, and then he was just lights out the rest of the season. So be careful what we wish for here, because this may just turn him into, like, Voltron.
Well,
okay. I do have to say that that's not as threatening to me now that I'm older and I've gone back to watch some of the 80s Voltron stuff, and it did not age well.
Okay. We have to watch out here, because maybe he's going to turn into Ranma one-half.
That doesn't even make sense.
So, shouldn't get splashed with cold water? Am I remembering my anime right?
Yeah, that's
it's like I get what you're referring to, but I don't know how that makes sense. In this,
well, maybe I'm misremembering, but I thought the girl form of Ranma was a little bit more powerful than the male version.
No, it was just a cheek card gag.
Or it was just he just had 100% more boob.
Correct.
Oh, and you are correct. It wasn't his last start at Chase, because it was May 17th. He pitched against the Diamondbacks 1 2/3 innings, 7 earned runs. So,
which is funny because they let him go 7 and he gave up 6 earned runs.
Yeah.
It was that extra run.
Yeah.
But also, if I remember it, Kershaw wasn't too great in his first start this season either.
He wasn't terrible, though. But, yeah. So who knows? Maybe, I don't know. I don't know where I'm going with this. Tim's weird mixed animation references are making my head hurt.
You got confused thinking about female Ranma.
I got a weird sensation. Anyway. So, yay Archie Bradley. Ha ha, Clayton Kershaw. I still have no real...
Yeah, pretty much. I was just going to say, and huzzah, Jake Lamb.
Yay. Mm-hmm. No, so, we've kind of talked about next weekend. Padres, Giants, you know, that might be fine. Let's go to... I actually asked for podcast questions in today's game day thread. JoeCB1991 asks, what are your early impressions of Chip Hale as a manager?
Honestly, like, the hard thing with the manager is... you mainly notice them when they screw up big. Much like we mainly noticed Chip Hale as our third base coach when he screwed up big. I mean, I haven't gotten to see all the games, but I kind of feel like he's at least generally made the right choices, except for, like Tim referenced earlier, maybe some slightly questionable things about keeping Jake Lamb out against all left-handers.
That was Charlie, not me.
Oh, Charlie? I don't know.
Don't expect
you guys just all sound alike. This is like the third time I've done that.
Yeah. Remember, if it's a weird reference that doesn't quite make sense, it's me. It's actual analysis. It might be Charlie.
If it's a weird reference that doesn't make sense from me, then you're just out of luck.
Well, if it's a weird reference that doesn't make sense, sometimes I have to stop and think if I've contributed it to the conversation. No, but yeah, I mean...
See, not playing Jake Lamb is kind of like Dragon Ball Z.
Okay.
It's overdrawn and terrible? I don't know. So anyway. Kamehameha.
Here's my impression of Chip Hale so far. We just got to give 110%, and, you know, we're out there battling, and, you know, I've never actually heard him do an interview, so I don't know what he sounds like. That's what you meant, right?
Yes. No, I said impressions, not impersonations of Chip.
Damn it!
Chip Hale.
Disappointing.
Although he is a bit more articulate than Gibby was, because Gibby would kind of talk like this, and, you know, this. If you watch press conferences, Bouts didn't seem to move much.
Gibby's were very mumbly.
Yeah.
But Gibby was not... in any way an animated person?
No, he was a real-life person.
Well, yeah, no, but I mean, like if he had been animated, it would have been... The Uncanny Valley on Kirk Gibson would have been deep. because it kind of was a little bit on him as a real life person.
Yeah.
At least in the way he walked out to the mound.
Indeed.
Indeed, okay.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
But if he was animated, he would be the Iron Giant.
Sure, we'll go with that.
Sure.
I'm just gonna stop fighting it.
Are you saying that in the movie of the 2014 Diamondbacks, Kirk Gibson will be played by Vin Diesel?
Sure.
They're both bald. That's about it.
I'm going to be looking forward to like the second act where the Diamondbacks realize to win the game they have to be in a car race.
That wouldn't be so bad, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, if baseball isn't working out for the Diamondbacks, they could like start an F1 team or something. There aren't very many of those.
And downtown Phoenix does have a small history of F1 races.
Yes, that's true. Yeah, that was a thing. 1989 of 91 or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a couple seasons.
Yeah.
Also, in 2014, it kind of seemed like the Diamondbacks effed one game after another.
Oh, wordplay. Oh, my lung.
Yeah, in 2014 it seemed like the Diamondbacks, you know, missed the turn and slammed into one of the barriers and then lost consciousness.
Oh, that got dark. Said the Diamondbacks after hitting the turn. Anyways. Anyway.
Sorry, Jim.
Not even sorry.
What's he getting into, virus?
Jim, by this point, has to know what he's getting into.
It does beg the question, has Jim listened to any of these?
Jim, if you listen to this episode, please, without context, post the word brontosaurus in a subject line in the comments here. I don't explain why. Got that? Brontosaurus. Anyway, anyone who listens this far, just post Brontosaurus, because I have no other way of keeping track of how many people listen, because guess who's too lazy and confused to put this on iTunes?
I'm working on it.
Okay. Yeah, that's a thing that may happen. Will happen.
It will.
It will happen. Anyway, let's go to...
Also, personally, just as an interjection, I am really psyched up that the Brontosaurus may be returning to a legitimate scientific classification.
I am not a big dinosaur nerd, so I'll admit I actually did not realize it wasn't a dinosaur anymore.
Yeah, the Brontosaurus that we returned was actually a Brontosaurus, but now they're like, wait a minute, maybe there was a Brontosaurus.
Okay. I mean... Oh, okay. Because it almost sounds like they just renamed it from Brontosaurus to Apatosaurus. Is that accurate?
Technically, they had the Apatosaurus, and then they discovered another fossil, and they're like, "Oh, this is a different animal called a Brontosaurus." Oh, wait, no, this is the same one as that one over there. But now they found another that I think is going to be called the Brontosaurus.
Inquiry.
Continue.
Why, then, if the Brontosaurus is similar to Apatosaurus and also more recently discovered, why is it more known and popular than the Apatosaurus?
Honestly, I don't know. I wonder if it may be something in a pop culture reference that brought the Brontosaurus itself to
the mainstream.
Yeah.
Could be just some big conspiracy, paleontology.
Okay. It might be Sinclair Oil. You know those Sinclair gas stations?
Yeah.
Because they use that as their logo. It's a green Brontosaurus.
Yeah.
So maybe people just kind of like, I don't know. It just, I don't, again, not a dinosaur nerd. I think dinosaurs are cool, so I have nothing against dinosaur nerds. It's just nothing I ever really got into, like, say, space. So I know of things like Tyrannosaurus Rex, and I think there are things called raptors, but then I've heard things like maybe there are not raptors anymore. I don't know.
I believe there are raptors. There's just, like, various sub... Like, raptor is a general term.
But after that, it's, like, Tyrannosaurus Rex, Stegosaurus, Brontosaurus, and Pterodactyl. And after that, I got nothing.
I don't know why we're talking about dinosaurs. Jamie Carroll retired last year. that was a thing, right? Yeah, okay.
I guess, yeah.
Let's go into more questions from the GDT. Jipu asks, does this dress make my wife look fat? Nope, not touching that. but no.
I will answer that. I think it looks great, and as long as it makes her happy, that's what she should wear.
And if he ain't touching that...
Hey-o!
Oh.
Now the guy with the shotgun is approaching my car. What the hell? Is that the first? James Atwood asks, how long is Stick with struggling youths? Wasn't phrased as a question, but it is a question. As long as possible, because if this season might be kind of a wash, just, you know, throw guys out there, see if they stick against the wall, and, no, hope for the best.
I'm sorry, what was the question?
How long to stick with struggling youths?
Youths. Personally, I believe the children are our future, so we should teach them well, and then let them lead the way.
Personally, I feel that the future is frightening, and I don't understand kids these days with their video games, and their loud music, and their VDs.
No, but I mean, as long as the players aren't like if they're struggling, I feel like we should have the staff to help work with them to try to work through those struggles, even at the major league level, because we don't expect them to come up here and be like, "You're the greatest player of all time already."
Yeah.
No matter what, like, sometimes people on Twitter seem like.
Yeah, and it depends on what. This is an area of management that is difficult to tell on a stat sheet. Because you do really have to be there observing them and seeing how they're reacting to the adversity. Because some people, you know, let's say, if we're using this analogy, you know, they're coming up to the major leagues, they're struggling for a while, but they eventually break through it. It's fine to leave them up. But for other people, maybe their psyche is a little bit more fragile, and that's fine. But sometimes you have to know what that line is to maybe you should bring them back down to rebuild their confidence and bring them back up. Because struggling along may actually have worse effects in the long term than just simply being like, no, struggle through it. You'll figure it out. That's not going to work for everybody. So there's going to be guys that that's going to work for, and there's going to be guys that it'd be better to send them down again. I don't know AJ Pollock specifically or personally. But he was a guy that the first few times that he got called up, he didn't look that good. And then last year, it finally had stuck. You know, he kind of bounced back and forth, and then, you know, he had pieced it all together. So it wasn't necessarily, you know, it worked for him to send him back down. But there may be other guys that you might as well keep him up here. Because if it's not doing any harm, then maybe they can learn some things. And it's not like we're competing. Now, if it gets about halfway through the season, we're still about 500 or something like that, and they start thinking to themselves, maybe we have a chance to push for the postseason, then, yeah, you start making decisions that are a little bit more short-term, like, okay, well, we're going to have the guys play who can help us win now. But everything I've seen for the season is basically, well, let's see what we have. And the only way to do that is to let guys play.
I can't really disagree with any of that. But I will.
Ha-ha! Oh! With a well-timed reference.
maybe struggling players are like Fooly Cooly and only need six episodes.
Sometimes with a struggling young player, you just need to hit him over the head with a guitar. And then let a robot grow out of them.
Exactly. You need to help them develop into the robot they could be.
Yes.
Sometimes with struggling young players... Okay, I got nothing. Never mind. Let's move on. Steve asks, randomly for the podcast, could Trumbo have made that play and... Or Trumbo made a play, could... Or Inciarte made a play and asked, could Trumbo have made that play? And my response there, and I'll share it here, was, I was actually out getting food, but the answer is no.
Answer is always
no. Yeah. And even on plays, even plays Trumbo makes, Trumbo couldn't have made that play.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, that's the one thing from opening night that sticks out, more than anything, is that ball that Trumbo just sort of, did a sort of Olay move on that basically probably caused an extra run, the run that made the difference in that game, not that I'm complaining. But it's kind of feel bad for the guy. Two straight opening days, there's two very distinct moments of bad fielding for him. This wasn't nearly as striking as the flailing around on the fence in Australia, but it still burned into my memory.
Yeah. Sorry, I was just telling Henry to stop making a bunch of noise. So I had to keep him muted.
I was just kind of still suffering from traumatic flashbacks to Mark Trumbo playing in Australia.
And Charlie was trying to think of any anime reference.
And it turns out that well is not as full as I thought it was.
You know what? Some things you don't have to apologize for.
That's a-
I'm just at the point that, I've used my one anime reference. All I've got left now is I can just yell, Inuyasha! Kagome!
We've already done an Inuyasha joke, though. I think that was, the first or second episode.
Well, I'm tapped.
Not even Cowboy Bebop?
I mean, I could do Cowboy Bebop, but I don't know if I... I don't know. I'm sure I could work something in, but I don't want to push it.
I don't want to force it. I'm just saying that it seems unlikely that a nerd of your stature hadn't seen Cowboy Bebop.
Yeah, no, it's one of the only anime series I have seen.
Yeah, and to be real, pretty much the entirety of my anime references that I'm going to pull from is my short anime phase in high school. Mm-hmm. So it's not like it's exactly a deep bench for me. I'm getting close to the end.
Your bench is as short as the Diamondbacks. Hey, I turned that one around.
Ho, ho, ho. We're back on the highway. The hobo with the shotgun is behind us.
I'm gone. And I was doing a lot of rural Arizona highway driving today, so...
So you would know about guys with shotguns.
Yeah, Cochise County, outside of Bisbee, it's just all hobos with shotguns.
As our listening count in that area dwindles from...
They don't have internet.
Oh, no, it actually didn't move. It's still at zero.
They don't have internet there. If you drive at any place, your phone will think you're in Mexico, so, you know.
Yeah. Is it because your phone actually thinks you're in Mexico, or because your phone thinks it would be less embarrassing to be in Mexico?
No, but, my phone actually thinks, seriously, this happened today. I was just driving by, on the highway, and then my phone buzzes. It's like, hey, welcome to Mexican... I'll read the message they sent me. Hold on. Let me find it. Free T-Mobile message. Welcome to Mexico. Unlimited text included with your global coverage. Talk is 20 cents a minute. More info. And, I was, I'm near the border, but still quite a bit away. So, yeah, I have it. But, yeah, I was there because we mentioned this a few episodes ago. I was playing in the Copper City Classic, which only lasted for one day because today got rained out, which sucked. And I sucked because I was only 1 for 5 the entire time. So, God, I'm like, but I have as many hits to that tournament as Chris Owings has all year.
Ooh,
there you go.
Yeah, but he got paid a whole lot more.
Womp womp.
Yeah.
Grace has feelings about that.
Yeah, yeah.
Does she? Does she? Yeah, I'm tapped out of stuff to talk about.
Sorry, I'm just looking at a map of Arizona to look at why Arizona.
I believe that's a question we've all asked.
Why Arizona?
Why?
Apparently today, Ken Kendrick did the thing again with the Dodger fans in the box seats, and people were like, "Oh, that's a bad policy. It's awful." Here's the thing: on the surface, I would kind of agree with that, but here's a hot take: if any of you probably have been to Chase Field in games against the Dodgers on one or more occasions, the Dodgers fans that inhabit Chase Field, and I'm specifically talking about the Dodger fans who inhabit Chase Field, not the Dodger fans who inhabit Dodger Stadium, who can get kind of punchy. The Dodger fans who inhabit Chase Field are seriously, outside of people who actually, like, murder people, are the worst human beings alive.
They're pretty bad.
It's pretty, pretty definitive definitive take there.
And probably 80% of them have, you know, never been west of frickin' Glendale in their lives, and, you know, they're like, "Oh, I like the Dodgers because I'm insecure and I need to follow a front runner." Wah, wah, wah.
Yeah. I felt this way the last time you did it. I still feel it's a silly policy. If you're concerned about the possibility of opposing fans sitting there, or more specifically, wearing gear, then don't sell those seats to opposing fans. It's a possibility. You're never going to look good if you kick people out. You might as well accept it or not have the seats there or only sell them to Diamondbacks fans or give them away to local kids' charities and fill them with kids that actually want to be there and watch a game, et cetera, et cetera. But if a group of rich, dumb Dodger fans want to sit there and wave their towels or whatever it is, and I don't know.
Yeah, towel waving, that's the thing they do. But they also like Family Guy.
Yeah, and volleyballs, and I don't know, kale or something stupid.
And not inefficient use of water.
Yeah.
Talking about how much In-N-Out Burger is better than anything else on the planet.
No. If they're really from L.A., this is how you can tell they're really from L.A. If they bring up In-N-Out, they also point out, it's not that just In-N-Out is the best fast food in the history of the universe. Specifically, ones in California are the best in the universe because the beef that they use is so much better. You can taste the difference.
Even though it's all the same beef?
Oh, you can taste it.
Like, literally the reason that they only had opened them in a certain radius was because it was close enough for them to drive the beef from the same place in Southern California to, say, yes. Vegas or Arizona or whatever.
Yes. I mean, yes, the distance until they went into the Texas market for In-N-Outs was, for most of its history, defined by its distribution chain and how far away you were from its distribution center. You had to be a certain distance away, and if you were any further than that, they weren't going to be able to make it to you to get your food fresh. But so, yes, essentially they use the same damn food.
Also, if you're in Texas, go to Whataburger anyway. Come on.
Whataburger's pretty good.
Yeah.
Whataburger.
So I'm going to stop this. I'm going to stop this podcast and drive the 2 miles east to go to Whataburger. So, see ya. If you have questions for the Infield Chatter panel, send them to infieldchatterpodcast@gmail.com.
Anyway, if you're going to play with that, I'm going to go into another room.
There's one cup left.
He does not care.
He's like, there's two to be played with.